Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. You've also got Ben Vanell.
Good morning, video games. Sort of get a full-voiced intro in there.
Good to get a clean one that you can drop in over the top of me.
Yeah. You are fucked.
Yeah, I'm really fucked. Also joining us, we have Adam Knox.
Good morning, video games.
I should just be doing this, like, I'll just type out what I want you guys to say on behalf of me.
Okay.
We have a guest today, hasn't been on the show for a while. Great to have him back. Please welcome Ben Russell.
Oh, yay. My goodness, video games. A little bit more of a sassy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got a bit of success.
Now, we were at a music festival together over the weekend.
Yes.
Well,
speaking of sassy, there's glitter all over your couch here as well.
Yeah, I got covered in glitter.
You've got some on your eye?
Mm. Yep.
That's just a twinkle that'll be a kid in 9 months.
A little twinkle in
his eye. We were just talking about, we're doing this the night after you and I got back. Yes. We were just talking off air about how fucked you got last night, but you actually seem fine.
I'm fine now. Mm. So I don't drink, but this festival was so, the cops really clamped down hard on any illegal substances.
Yeah.
And when you don't drink and you go to a music festival, I don't understand what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Enjoy the music?
No.
That's a crazy person thing to do.
Are you high?
Well, you can't even like buy a bunch of orange juice or anything because it's all like $8.
Yeah. So I've been six.
So you can't even enjoy that.
This orange juice is $8. I can't enjoy this. Guess I'm getting in the whiskey.
One of life's simple pleasures snatched from our hands.
That's right. So I've been 6 months sober, and then this week I was just like, you know what? Papa's coming off the wagon.
Yeah.
Just for one night only.
There were a lot of, you know, there was like there were some bands playing at Splendor where that was their only Australian show, but the real exclusive.
Was.
The little party boy getting back on the booze.
And I took Party Ben for a walk. I'm not afraid to say it.
For a little stumble.
Let him off the leash. I said, go out and play with others. And I had a really good time actually.
Were there many hard truths to have to face this morning?
No, I did a big wrestle. I love a drunken wrestle. I love a drunken wrestle. I'll wrestle anyone. I'll wrestle someone right now if you fill a
strangers,
water bottle.
Were you that guy wrestling strangers at the festival?
No, no strangers, although I did have a little bit of a muck around with a dude sitting on a fence. And I said, and I was like, I'm going to try and push you off. And I didn't, but I was like,
starting to see why you stopped drinking in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you back on. You come in here and you you often play games that the three of us don't ever really go into.
Yes.
So we'll get to some of that in a bit. Mm. But Knox, you had some news that you check in your shirt for stains.
Well, no, I'm looking for glitter because I lost this little piece of glitter, but I found it again.
Oh, you got to save that glitter.
Good thing about glitter, real easy to find if you catch it in the right light.
Mm. Nice.
But if you don't, goes missing. Anyway, I've got some news. Bloody Telltale. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to be a bit of a telltale and admit some crimes of other people.
Oh, boy.
that was a crime against Segways?
Ben, see, push someone up.
That's a crime against Segways.
We have the excuse of being extremely scattered because we've been in a music festival. What's your deal, mate?
I went to the football yesterday.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, Collingwood won. It was a really good game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I pretended that I was someone who I'm not.
Man, I bet that felt pretty good.
Did you go for Collingwood?
Like, kind of. I don't really go for anybody, but I have friends, Ben included, who go for Collingwood.
Mm.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, I'm just supportive.
I'm glad that your footy ball team won.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Bloody sports ball. Oh, everyone talking about this sports ball and I'm over here fucking being a dick.
Okay.
Telltale announced.
Better segue.
three new... Fucking man, they have a lot of shit.
Yep.
Going. Telltale, yeah.
So they're doing three new seasons of sequels, basically, to the Batman one, to Wolf Among Us, and the last one of The Walking Dead.
Oh. Yeah.
This will be greatly received by Ben Vanel, big fan of all the Telltale games.
Yeah, and Wolf Among Us especially. That was one that came out like a long time ago, and people were clamoring for the second season, and everyone just gave up.
It's definitely the best Telltale.
Yeah, I absolutely think it is. And yeah, people were just like, well, we're never getting another one of those. They kept announcing like more Walking Deads and more, you know, other licensed ones. But yeah, this was a big surprise, and it's great. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I've still got to finish. I've got the first season sitting there. I don't know.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I was liking it, but it hadn't really kind of clicked in yet in that way where I was like compelled to like really find out what was going on.
Did you finish the first episode?
No.
Well, that's the end of the first episode is what will hook you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's really good. And the Batman one I really liked as well.
Yeah, so, you were cold on that for the first few, right?
And then... The first one was, the writing was pretty shitty, but then, it improved out of sight. And really, really looking forward to all of those, except The Walking Dead.
Well, yeah, there was another season of because I liked those first two Walking Dead ones.
But
and I haven't...
That's got to be their most popular one, right?
Well, it was their first one, I think. The Walking Dead itself, like the show has, I feel like, lost popularity recently.
Mm. But also was like one of the most popular shows for ages, despite being kind of shitty.
Yeah. Yeah.
In like 2012, when the first one came out, it was very big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played up to season two and did all in that one, and that was really good.
I liked it. I thought Clementine is a really good character. I really enjoyed having a focus on like this very different character for video games than you normally get.
I do like that about that world where it's like, oh, it's zombies, so we can just tell other stories that are going on in a different part. It's not like it's... You know,
that episode where they're just telling the story about the guy like doing his taxes still is pretty boring though. I couldn't think of something that people would still do after an apocalypse that was boring. You wouldn't do your taxes.
No, there's no tax man.
I don't do it now.
That's tax free.
That's the one benefit.
Mate, they'd find a way.
They are the bloody zombies. Am I right?
You know, in the end, it wasn't the zombies that got Al Capone; it was his taxes.
Did you play season three?
No, I haven't touched that
it seems to me like they did I haven't played it at all but they did a little Halo 5, a little 343 Studios on us and took away the one character that we really liked and connected with.
Well, so she's back in the third season at some point.
They just took out the character that you like the most. I really appreciate when game developers do that. They're oh, you love this character. He's not in it anymore.
Is it a bit of New Coke style, like taking it out to then be able to go, nah, we've done a great thing, it's back.
I think it is. Like Halo 6 would definitely be like, the Master Chief is back, baby. We're still not going to cop to the fact that Master Chief is a dumb fucking sounding name.
And also, what happened to the bad guy in Halo 4? He got killed off game. He got killed in a comic strip or something.
I think he died at the...
He
got killed in Peanuts.
I still don't understand why people are like... No one talked about it. It was just like, nope, no, you're not going to talk about this. Well, he was a horrible bad guy.
You had to have like read a book before the game to have understood who he even was in the first place. It was the weirdest.
That's good storytelling.
You know how everyone was crying for this like extended Halo universe? Some people are actually really into that, but I think that's wrong-headed.
They're wrong. They're incorrect.
But so, this third season that just happened of Walking Dead, I think people didn't really like as much. But they've said of this one, the final season, they've called it.
So is this only the fourth season?
It'll be the fourth one.
It feels like it's been going for 8 years.
Yeah. It's been going for 5 years.
Well, because they also had that little tiny vignette thing.
Oh, Michonne.
They had that. They had 400 days or something it was called.
Oh, okay, right.
Which flowed into some characters from... appeared in season two.
Yeah. Right.
Who would you, what property would you like to see them do next? If you could pick anything that you, I swear we must have talked about
this. That's a great question.
Before,
we haven't.
Haven't we?
I really like that
there's a dev that they just like go, they're not super fussed on their own stuff. Like, I think that's cool to have someone that like gets how to do licensed stuff well.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, let's just funnel it through them.
They just seem to have good writers because all the stories are good.
They always make it their own.
Yeah. Like, I only played the Game of Thrones one for the first time like 2 months ago and I loved it. I thought it was great.
I just downloaded it. It was free on the PS.
Yes.
Now Plus, sorry.
Yep. Yeah, it's worth playing. It's really fun.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I don't think I've ever done any of their ones other than The Walking Dead.
Yeah, most of the other ones are good.
Yeah, I should just give them a go. I
just started playing the Borderlands one because it was another one that I... Because I recently got a hard drive for my PS4, so I downloaded all the sweet ones that I haven't ever had.
That's Tales of the Borderlands?
Yeah.
It's
fun. It's charming.
Right,
and they've done Guardians of the Galaxy already. Oh, yeah. They're doing the Avengers... Or they're doing another Marvel one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
That seems weird because action stuff just seems to more lend itself to like just an actual video game.
They're also doing all those other Marvel games that they kind of briefed. Do you remember that? They said like, hey, we're making Marvel games again.
Yeah.
But then haven't said anything about it other than Spider-Man, I guess.
I think what you're thinking of is they announced the season 2 of Guardians already.
I'm pretty sure they're doing Avengers as well.
Yeah, right. Huh. That'd be cool.
Well, no. You're thinking of that other studio that's doing Avengers. What is it? Oh, no. Oh, no. There's
Party
another
band.
Good story. There's a good developer that's doing Avengers. Google it and get back to me.
Have a Google.
Because it's a good
no, I'm Googling Home Improvement. I want to... I'm just thinking of an episode that I can't remember.
Telltale. Home Improvement. Go outside and talk to Wilson.
That'd be great. And if you like, you hack the game, you can fly the camera underneath the fence and see what he actually looks like. There's a cheat code to see Wilson's face.
Yeah, that's great.
Back to the Future.
Yes, that was one of the original ones with Sam and Max.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
It would be cool if they got like even though their writers are good, if they got like a known entity in to make, like, let's say, for example, when Better Call Saul finishes, they get, like, Vince Gilligan in and make, like, a big event, like, this is his new thing or
this is
a, like...
Just a brand new property from him.
I was thinking, what do I really like that it would be cool to, like, be in that world in that way? And Breaking Bad would be one. I don't know quite how you would do it, given that we know the story of the show, so how...
Some kind of like House of Cards type thing would be kind of cool. Some like political maneuvering.
Yeah.
I guess it's a bit like Game of Thrones probably.
Sorry to interrupt. Crystal Dynamics.
Oh, right.
They're the ones that are doing the Tomb Raider board.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Great so company that sounds like it was named in 1981. With not much foresight to the aesthetic probably wearing off at some point.
I guess they're not doing an event. Well, whatever, they will at some point.
Yeah.
They'll have a Lego one going at some point, probably. Oh, yeah. Lego's doing all those different things. I do.
You're just speculating.
No, this is...
thinking what's popular.
I literally think the number of games that Telltale have already done, I could say anything and be proven correct one
day. And you say mockingly, Tommy, you're thinking of what's popular. I think that is how they choose their properties.
Oh, absolutely,
What is popular at the moment? Like, what's the next big
fidget
thing?
Fidget spinners.
I think they've gone out of style. I had to give a kid my fidget spinner.
Oh, yeah?
They did do Minecraft story mode, so, you know.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, because I feel
anything
like
anything can happen.
Battleships was turned into a movie with Rihanna.
That sounds like one of those dumb fucking like Cards Against Humanity type things.
Yeah,
like,
it's a Mad Lib.
Battleships movie with Rihanna. Imagine.
trying to think, what are the big pop culture things at the moment?
Yeah, like what's on its way out?
Honestly, it is just comic books, isn't it? Like
Saga. I'm surprised there hasn't been anything made out of Saga.
Yeah.
Star Wars. They'll do a Star Wars one.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Do they? I imagine getting the license to that, getting the rights, is probably pretty tricky.
I feel like maybe at some point people started coming to them because they get they got quite a lot of them.
And Disney owns Marvel, so they own Star Wars too.
That's true.
I'd love to see them just take some like weird old properties and like get a bit of nostalgia, like
Felix the Cat,
or like a Power Rangers one or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like stuff that we all kind of grew up with, like a Samurai Pizza Cat, point and click adventure.
Well, there's a lot of that
Postman
now as well.
Pat, like, where you beat, the cat is just beat someone to
death. Cat's gonna remember that.
With the, he's like a smoking, smoking cat. That's what I want to see.
Hey Pat, how about you slip a little bit of anthrax into some of them, just at random? No one suspects the postman.
So also, since we recorded last, Splatoon 2 has officially come out. We talked a little bit about the single player last week. Nox, have you gone in?
Not on the single player, but I've played a bunch of the multiplayer. The
Ben, did you end up getting it?
No. Right. Haven't had time.
And B-Russ?
No.
No, bro.
Sorry, I've been playing Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
And Destiny 2 beta.
Yep. Yeah.
And Endless Space 2.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Splatoon 2 online launching briefly, because we talked last week it wasn't – the copy that I got, it hadn't been activated yet, and we talked about how the online app had kind of gone up early on the App Store, which seemed like a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, and then they like pretty hastily put out a thing saying like, yeah, whoops.
Yeah, well, then I saw this. What started happening was it goes online. It's not meant to. And it starts getting all these one-star reviews from people going, oh, I can't even log in or do anything. It's like the game that it works with it isn't even out yet. Who cares? Yeah. So I think they must have just gone, we need to just launch all this now so that we're not copying it on the
You can basically ignore all of the reviews that are on the iTunes store, though. Hey, go review our show, though. It really helps us out.
But so, yeah.
I got the glitter on my phone now.
The online is as fun, probably more fun than I remember it from the first one. And, been getting stuck into that when I've had a bit of been away.
It's really good. Yeah. The new maps are all good. Yeah. I really like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Splatoon 1 didn't change up the colors like they do in 2, right? Was it always blue and orange?
No, they changed it up.
Did they? Yep. Okay.
They changed every round.
I guess you've been corrected.
Well, I feel like I've been...
Hey, I saw an offer to correct him if he was wrong, and as soon as he started speaking, I was like, this dumb motherfucker needs to be put in the place.
You're sitting at the back of the class and you're putting your little hand up.
Had I not been given the invitation, I probably would have sat here and just had to cop it. Well, just listen, hear you saying the wrong thing. But
don't correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But the Earth, very flat, as far as I'm concerned, thing.
Boy, I wish I could chime in here, but I've not been grabbing.
Itching to correct him.
But yeah, it's
like, great. It's
exactly
really fun.
What I remember from the first one. Once you get in and you start getting cash and being able to go and buy the new guns and like unlock all the stuff to actually make you play better in the game. When it went online on Wednesday night, it was actually just after you guys had left when we recorded, I was okay, I'll get on it. I just remembered like the whole thing of like it's one of the most guilty of like, just one more game.
Yeah.
And because the maps change every 2 hours, it was like getting near midnight and I was like, fuck this, I've got to go to bed. But like, they change over. Yeah. They were changing over at midnight. So I was like, if I just go for another 10 minutes, I can play like a different set of maps.
There's like no downtime between matches as well. Yeah, like really you're fluid. In and out as quick as you want to be, which is great for the like, even though it's kind of hard to, how do you do multiplayer if you don't have Wi-Fi where you are? But it is conceptually good for the portable part of it.
Totally, Well, that'll be interesting because I'm about to go away and be testing it out on various hotel Wi-Fis, which have a rep for not being very good.
I wonder how much data it uses if you could like tether your phone.
I've had trouble with like those sort of public, you know, ones where you have to put in your room number, trying to connect that with my Switch. Sorry,
because it brings up, it still does bring in the login screen thing that you have to do for some of them.
Right,
but then those are often pretty temperamental.
And a lot of hotels and stuff are like, if they detect more than one device, they'll stop working. Yeah. Or if they,
so that'll be they'll interesting.
They'll give you a 25 minute reset.
That ends up working, but a lot of fun. All of that, all the matchmaking stuff works really well. What doesn't work so well is the app that has launched alongside.
Uh-oh. Here's our segment, Tommy Unzipped.
So, there's two sides to it. It has like a lot of stats. Like it you kind of log in using your account that is on your Switch.
Yep.
And it brings up all the stats of like, you know, you playing online.
You got your level.
People you played against and what they used and all that sort of stuff. And it tracks like how much ink, like all these cool little features. Mm. Like you can order like items to be sent to the game, like not for real money, but like you can get on the app and go, oh, hey, I want this, like, you know, and then it shows up in the game. All this kind of cool stuff.
It shows you which levels are going to be coming up every 2 hours as well, which is nice.
Yeah, it tracks all your win losses, which is cool. Like it I'd love to see more games start to use that. But then the whole thing of this is going to be paid at the end of the year, and this is how they're doing voice chat, is using this app, you add your friends on it, you go into the game, you set up a match on the game, then you message your friends through the app.
Oh boy.
Then they have to join, and then you can all voice chat using the app. Mm. However, if you go into a lock screen or if you just go into another app, it cuts your call off.
Fuck.
So already it's as cumbersome as just using Facebook Messenger and Skype.
Well, and like,
and not as reliable.
Yeah. What kind of fucking? Because I live in an apartment, so I'm always using headphones because I can't make too much noise. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Do I have two sets of headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, wait. I need to unpack what you just said.
Yeah. I don't want to keep people up.
Because you know what? I live in an apartment as well.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Adam Knox killed a lot of people. I didn't see it. He was a really quiet guy.
Always use headphones. I don't know. Weird smell coming out of the apartment.
I don't live in an apartment. I live in a house with other people who can hear me at all times.
Yeah.
What am I meant to do?
Wear some headphones. You got to wear multiple. I don't know how you like.
No, that is a good point. That is a good point.
You can get one of them fucking audio splitters.
I love it.
Tommy, you mentioned before, like, you love how you can see your win-loss ratio, your stats, the guns you've used, the maps you've. Try playing any other online multiplayer shooter.
Yeah, I know.
It's all within the game.
I think it's cool to be able to just, like, have that. Accessible, like when you're not
like a second screen.
I just don't understand. I mean, why you don't just
have it in the game?
Have it in the operating system itself.
I don't know what they're going to do here because they're expecting people to pay for this in 6 months' time, and it just doesn't work. So you'd have to think
and it's not just this; you have to pay for online access at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So this app is like a big part of it, and it just like. Yeah, I wonder if they'll refine it or fix it or do anything. Because my suspicion is the app is, like having all the voice chat and all that stuff go through the app is to maybe like take the strain off the battery power of the Switch.
If
they're thinking people are going to be playing handheld.
I think it is, yeah.
I think it must be something to do with that. Well, it's the reason why they're doing it.
Phone batteries are so good though. Like my phone battery never runs out.
That's not their problem. Like, you know what I mean? They're not getting grilled over.
But it's making it our problem, which it should be.
And if you can't lock the fucking screen as well, like that's insane.
That's surely they'll update it within a week to fix that. Because that's ridiculous. But like what's frustrating is I personally, I'm not someone who's ever gotten into voice chat. So, but it doesn't really affect me that much. But it does. It just it's so frustrating because it's just they've just fucked it.
Yeah.
Like I almost would rather them just not have voice chat. Just stick to their guns.
Yeah.
If you're finally going to enter the market and go righto, this seems to be important to people. We've never done it. We're going to do it. Just do it properly. Like, just don't do it at all then if you're not going to fucking make
it. Is it the type of game that you particularly need voice chat? Are you going to be doing Splatoon raids or something?
But the weird thing is it's like it's because there's no – you can't play like a multiplayer on the same console. So you kind of have no way of properly doing the fun thing of, you know
– organizing your mates – together. Well,
people have that nostalgia for Nintendo of like all being in the same room playing GoldenEye and everyone's going off, and so you can't play this locally with people unless you've got
everyone's going off.
All those 13-year-old virgins. Things are going off.
Shooting up.
He's using our job.
Fanta's going.
I'm fucking the couch cushion. It's cool. It's real cool. Anyway, yeah, I think they're going to have to refine it. But at the moment, it just I was saying to Knox before, like, they've had such a good 6 months. They were just due to come in and absolutely fuck something up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right on cue.
You did say that. I can vouch for that.
Weren't here yet.
No, but you said that to me.
I did not.
No, you said the same thing to
me. Can I correct you if you're wrong? Because I'd prefer it if you didn't. I'm chomping at the bit.
I would prefer it, please. I just can't take it right now. I've had a big weekend.
Sorry, Tommy. You got to zip it.
Fair enough. I can't argue with that.
Is that the end of Tommy Unzipped?
I like that idea of them, like, they've had that good 6 months, which I agree with, and then coming in and fucking, like, you know, at the end of a sitcom episode where, like, the shit character who's always bumbling stuff, they're like, they seem to have done everything right, and the bosses come around for dinner and they've cooked a meal and everything and it's all beautiful and they've lit the candles, nothing's on fire, and they go, finally, I can't believe they've actually done it. Then, oh, they cooked a fucking pigeon or whatever.
I love that episode of Drew Carey.
That's what I was Googling before. It wasn't Home Improvement. I was looking for Drew Carey, and my God, remember the show where they had all the weird stuff going on?
Wasn't the last season one of them's dead? And they're like,
no, that was Roseanne, I think.
Yeah. The afterlife?
Yeah.
I swear Drew Carey did something similar.
Drew Carey ended up doing a bunch of, like, there was one, I remember this because I treated it like it was a big event where they had a show where they're like, see if you can spot all the mistakes.
I remember that. Oh, yeah, I used to love them. Yeah, that was great.
And that they, was whose like, line is it anyway?
And the mistake was making up. No, I'm kidding.
But he pulls no punches when it comes to improv shows.
How do you feel about that, Ben? With your
I'm furious.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
1,000 points to Ben.
Yeah, Ben. So you, yeah, you went in on the Destiny 2 beta.
Yes. I went in on Destiny 2 beta. I've pre-ordered the Destiny, so I was in the closed beta.
And there like, was an open one
without
over the
all
weekend.
The dirty plebs. Ugh, yuck. Was general population people.
Was that there was like an open one over the weekend as well, yeah. Right? Okay, yeah. But you wouldn't have done that because you were at. I should have done that. I was busy too.
It was. Anyway. It's hard to tell. I feel weird even like it's good.
Mm.
And I like the graphical changes. I think that it. You know, people are like, it's not different enough. And you're like, sure. But the core experience of Destiny is extremely good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now, at the Age of Triumph, with the movement that Destiny 1's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
The game is so well balanced and just smooth. And, you know, you can do whatever you want and still get pretty good loot. But it's, you know, you work for it. It's exactly what Bungie wanted to do and mm-hmm. make it a hobby.
Yep. So what graphical changes are there?
It's just smooth. A lot of that that's hot, so hot right now, the sparks.
Oh, yeah.
In games yep. and like a lot of those, that cool kind of glare
mm-hmm.
from lighting.
A bit more like, yeah, because I guess the lighting in the first one was a bit, not flat, but
well,
pretty static.
Well, they don't
static.
Have to worry mm. about running it on a PS3.
Oh, right.
Xbox
they did,
360.
Yeah, yep. they did versions so, for them. I forgot
the
that.
Draw distance, like the back, draw distance is way higher already. Mm. I mean, it's still a beta, and this beta is, I think they said, like 2 or 3 months old. So it's an right. old build of the game.
Right.
And so I kind of feel weird about it. There are problems with it.
Yeah.
But it's an old
They
it's
almost
an old
definitely
build.
Changed yeah. all of
yeah.
it already.
And it's Bungie. Yeah. They're going to continue to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they'll change it for the 2 years after the release.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
Mm. They'll still fuck with it.
Yeah.
I am just scared that I'm terrified, guys.
Okay.
I'm terrified. I'm beside myself that Destiny 2 that Destiny 2 will not be a complete game.
Yeah.
We're still talking about a title that's had a pretty short development.
Mm.
Well, and like, yeah, it was never intended to be the sequel properly. Right? Like, they kind of fucking took a sharp left turn on
yeah.
their plans for what Destiny was at some point, right?
Yeah, and I think part of that was they wanted to update the graphics and things like that
right.
and kind of start again with all the things that they've learned. And I think yeah. they can.
Do you worry about that? Are you that worried about that if it's just a bit more of the same?
I'm so used to, I think Destiny at the moment, the game that is, that you play Destiny 1,
mm.
is so good, and there's a great amount of content. There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah, you've put a lot of hours into that
yeah.
version already. Yeah.
And there's heaps of stuff to do in Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, we've had so many expansions, and the expansions have every time improved on something, except for the mm-hmm. Dark Below one, the
yep.
one that just came out after just after release.
Yeah.
But, like, Wolves and fucking Rise of Iron.
Yeah.
Really good, did really good changes.
The Taken
kind of,
King.
Yeah, The Taken King.
Season 304 of Home Improvement.
The Taken King was great. Like,
yeah.
I loved that raid, and I loved the Rise of Iron raid. So I just think we're spoiled now. We kind of, Destiny is, if you want an excellent shooter, like, that's the cream of the crop, really.
Mm, yeah.
Like, if you want that type of game, they do that game the best now.
A big right. improvement for me, like, I never
a home improvement.
A big home improvement for me.
Well, Tim.
I never did any of the raids and stuff because I never really wanted to go and do all the stuff of, like, going to the external website. And
they're real good. They're real smooth now.
I've heard they're good, but it's just finding people. As with every other aspect of my life, is the yeah. most difficult part.
The problem, I think the main problem with that is that you have to chat to people, and the Destiny community is not known for
of which you are a part.
Great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I am a part of. Well, I mean, I don't post on Reddit, and I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to go to some external website, like. That, like, the same problem with the Nintendo app. I don't want to go to a forum to do it. It should all be in there. And they've
yeah.
got that in Destiny 2.
I think Destiny do that to help build that community. I think that's
right.
been, like, the matchmaking. I don't think, I think you need to cater your own raid party for these things because it is quite difficult. And if you rely it on matchmaking, like, holy shit, I've done strikes. Those, like, the Siva Vanguard strikes.
Yeah.
Where you just, the biggest Muppets. And you're like, there is no way I would ever... But then again, you're like, well, if you put it to the third party, they're effectively doing the same thing, taking a punt. But
yeah,
you have to now you just sign in, and it signs into Bungie and the PlayStation Network, and it's got you choose which of your guardians which like you want to do, and you just say, I want to do the Nightfall thing,
right?
The weekly. And then I suppose people will just add you on PSN.
And right. They take like a number of hours to get done, right? So it makes
the
sense.
The raids can.
Yeah. Mm.
If you go in, like the first time you do it, you have to put... the girlfriend's got to be out.
Not a worry.
The headphones are on.
Not to, you know. But yeah, you need to put a night aside for the first raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you enjoying what you played of the second one?
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, it, again, there's not much there.
Because you're going to have to start from scratch, right?
Like, And I think the all the classes except for the hunter have been really built upon.
Mm-hmm.
I've added new abilities, so you've got a secondary ability as well. For the warlock, you do like a ring, a pool of light that either heals you or buffs your weapons.
Mm.
And then for...
Ooh.
And then for the big boy Titan,
yeah.
He the void class of him, you have this fucking cool shield that is really fun. You can dart around like the old Blade Dancer hunter.
Yeah.
And you can still bubble up. So the bubble bros are still there as well. So that's a really, and you can put in like a force wall. So it's really there's a lot of things. It's really dynamic in that. And they're now those classes are going to start to feel actually different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And play actually different. You're all always offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd...
you know.
So if I've never played this before, if you've never played Destiny, would you recommend I give the first one a go now or just wait to go in on the second?
I would recommend giving the first one a go now because it's in such good shape.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be relatively cheap for what you get now as well. Yeah. Like, I don't know how much.
Yeah, it's like a full price.
Because it was pretty empty when it launched.
So empty. And that's what I'm afraid of for Destiny 2.
Yeah.
And it's taken so long to build it up.
Yeah, even though they've hammered home that, we got heaps of story.
And that was really only the only complaint with the first... Oh, well, not really, but that was the major complaint with the first one is, like, it feels kind of barren.
Yeah.
And the story
It still is.
Yeah.
But I don't play it for story. I play it because it's a really good game.
The story stuff's weird as well because the nature of how Destiny is, you replay the same stuff again, which will feel more laborious if you're seeing the same story beats again and again.
Exactly. Mm. So that's a concern for Destiny 2. It's kind of like, it got criticized so much. And that's always a danger when you let fans dictate your work.
Yes. Yes.
Like, they just... I just don't want them to fall into that trap of trying to satisfy a community that is full of cunts. And in the process, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't like that, like, being beholden to the people. It's like,
and
just
oh
back
my
yourself.
God, you should see some of, like, the fucking Reddit. People just are just ripping this game to shreds. And you're like, it's a beta, you fuckheads.
Yeah.
There's such a level. They're so fucking entitled.
Is that, how much is actually in there as well? Like,
there's a strike, which is very short.
Mm. Yeah.
And then there's a story mission, which is good. Mm. It's the first one. And,
right.
And then there's, you know, your multiplayer, which is great if you live in the US, but if you live in Australia, you're going to always deal with lag.
Where do you live? Because I can't tell from your accent.
Oh, I'm Australian and American.
That's cool, man.
So, I think it's still very up in the air. I'm very excited for it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
The weapon changes.
It achieved its goal in terms of, like, you are now looking forward to it more than you were.
Yeah, I think the hunter needs work.
Yep. Right.
Because the hunter...
Typical
only
fucking fan teeing off on the
red.
Yeah.
You're so entitled,
the hunter does need a little bit work because the only thing it has is dash, but on the other hand... This, like, quick dash could be helpful in... That could be your competitive ult, if you want.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think it needs a little bit... The hunter just felt a little bit, comparatively, a little bit empty.
Mm.
That makes... it makes sense that... Well, it doesn't make sense that they would let that happen, but I can see how that would happen when you're adding this extra layer of stuff and if something doesn't get...
But again, it's a month old. Like, this build is so old and this is a... company
that... Is it weird to do that for the beta to be something that you already have, you know what I mean, to send out?
Well, we played that Zelda demo that was kind of shitty and we kind of judged it on that.
But that was just a shitty place to drop you. That was like pretty close to the final game. Like they weren't going, oh, we've changed heaps of this.
If that's just a game that doesn't do well in a 20-minute chunk.
Totally. Yeah,
that
I was suppose,
more the problem.
Yeah.
That plateau, the demo that we played at the start of the year before it came out was they gave us 20 minutes with the game from the very beginning.
And that's a weird area.
The most boring part of the game.
It felt so empty because we hadn't, you couldn't get up to the bit yet where you gained the context
totally.
Of, no,
yeah,
the
that
spin
took
is
me
secluded
ages
from
to
everything kinda, else.
I didn't connect to it very much. It took me ages to get into Zelda because I was in Sydney at the time and just like working and living off in like shitty Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Just with my handheld mode.
Yeah.
And it just took me ages to connect to it. I knew that it was a good game.
Yeah.
Like you just knew it and you'd heard these people
the
and you'd read about
it. It was like me with the Wolf Among Us stuff. Like, you know, it's like, I know this is, I mean, I'm into this, but I'm just yet to.
Yeah.
There's always that moment in a game where it's like, oh, okay, here goes all my time.
And it was
the thing that I'm going to be chasing every time I come back to play it. Mm.
And it wasn't until I sat down in my house.
What's the address there, by the way?
What is it? Holden Street?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
He's done a whoopsie.
What was I even saying?
Then you got to have a bit of time to, yeah, and that first bit of Zelda is like.
It wasn't until I sat down with the pro controller in my house on the TV that I was like,
"Yes,
all right,
yeah,
that makes sense."
I'm starting to get with the amount of stuff I have on the Switch. Like, there's certain things that I just will not play in handheld because I was, I just am like, this is service like Splatoon. I tried to play it on the plane and I was just like, it's just you need the telly.
Yeah,
the sticks, the little sticks are a bit weird for Splatoon too.
Yeah, and the motion control and the like the aiming.
I think
stuff.
I prefer Zelda on the TV. It's just such a beautiful looking game with so much, and that pro controller is so good.
Yeah, I think maybe I just said it on our Facebook page, but the pro controller is my favorite controller that's ever been created.
Yeah,
like, it's
maybe
fucking
we said
perfect.
This already. It's such a shame that it gets. It's just an optional accessory because it doesn't get the credit
for
being
expensive
such
ass
a
one
great
too.
Controller.
Yeah,
it's so well designed.
I think that handheld mode on Switch flatters get some games, but I prefer to play everything on the TV. Like I think that you play some of those indie games on the handheld mode, you're like, oh, this is good for a handheld game.
Yeah.
But like games like Zelda and Splatoon and Mario Kart just look amazing on
TV.
Totally.
I still like playing Zelda now on the handheld.
Yeah.
Now that I've connected with it and I know what to do and all this stuff.
I like Zelda in handheld because it's good for like a chunk of time on a flight where you just lock in and it's like this can easily pass 2 hours. Mario Kart's the same thing. The indies I prefer in handheld.
Right.
But then, like, ARMS is just, it's got to be the TV. ARMS and Splatoon are like, it's night and day.
Yeah.
Like,
Mario Kart saved me so hard in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the writing team was working on a project that had some development problems. I guess we can say that. And
some people with development project problems on this.
And, we were at the moments where we just had like downtime where all the writers just were like, well, what the fuck do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled that baby out.
Yeah.
And I fucking, it.
You flogged it hard.
Fucking flogged that motherfucker real fucking. It was like out of the ads.
Yeah,
it really was. It brought people together. It relaxed people, broke the ice. It was so good.
I've had a lot of moments like that already where it's like, this literally is the ad.
Mm. That was actually like a depressing meeting they were having on that rooftop.
We mock that woman bringing a Switch and killing the vibe of the party. But, you know, actually,
man,
what was happening before was
yeah, that's right.
They were all thinking of why do you think they were up there on that roof?
It was a divorce party.
So what else have you been playing?
Playing Destiny 2, Destiny 1.
Yep.
Why that Destiny 2 beta would be like a few months old. It'd be so they could get the online stuff up to snuff so that would work.
Okay,
and they'd need to have a non-moving. So at some point you just got to draw a line and go, this is a bill we're working on to do that.
Anyway. Yep.
And when's it actually out?
September.
Oh, okay, right. So still a fair while.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That's like, it's like
two months and two weeks.
Yeah, so that game build is already 2 months old and they've got another month to do it. I think they have to look at the weapon. The new weapon sort of layout is weird, but you know, whatever.
Yep.
It's got problems, but fuck it. Who doesn't? You know.
Exactly, man.
And the other thing that I've been playing is completely different. Endless Space 2.
Right.
Which is a 4X strategy space game.
Queensland's favourite beer.
Yep, you are a bogan from Frizzy trying to get to your little mangoes. You got to colonise different parts of the rainforests.
You're going to kick out the existing inhabitants, obviously.
Oh, brutal.
Got to upgrade my ute. I can't get enough fucking resources in my ute.
You can't get enough resources.
I've got to kill all of these other races.
Oh, well, brutal. That is what you're doing them.
Wow, mine was subtle.
The resources DLC. This is another fucking game. Launch it unfinished.
You ain't got no money, cunt.
All right, so that's Endless Space 2.
It's Endless Space 2. Great game. I picked it up at Steam, on Steamish, and it is really big.
Yep.
And it is... It has a learning curve, let me tell you.
This is one of those games, like a Civilization, I guess,
where
you lose days to it. Like
it's the type of game that you have to go onto YouTube and watch people do tutorials on each race and okay.
Yep.
Hey, guys, just a quick update to my last video. Sorry, it's been a couple of weeks since I didn't get it up, but anyway... You just click with the left mouse. Bye.
That's how they always go. Left mouse.
Well, we had to fix a fucking audio problem, and I was watching it was genuinely a 9-minute long YouTube video that said it gave you 3 menu. Anyway, whatever. Everyone knows this.
Cool, man.
I've just done the exact equivalent of those videos by over-explaining.
Any website that where you pay for like tutorial videos and things. Yes, you could get that stuff on YouTube, but literally with those websites, what you're paying for is the video being hosted by someone with even an ounce of charisma.
I know.
Like someone who you can handle listening to for more than about 10 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. Just, it gets brutal out there. It's brutal out there, guys. Stay safe. We're looking for tutorial videos.
So, Endless Space 2. This is the girlfriend's going out for some. You gave us that caveat with Destiny.
Yeah.
No, this is good because
is she in the house or is she down the shop?
She's in the house. She's in the same room.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it's turn-based, you don't... Destiny... The problem with Destiny is you can't pause it.
I'll be with you in a minute!
You can't pause Destiny.
Yes.
So that's why it's all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. There's no little breaks. But with this, it's turn-based, so it's kind of something you can take your own time at.
Yeah.
And you need to take your own time at because it's got so many things going on. It's not the best-looking game. It's not bad. But it has so much going behind the scenes.
Yeah.
About what it's doing and how it's doing it and all the things. It is a civilization.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're worrying about like politics and the diplomacy side of things is pretty fun. And the exploration and like your research tree is ginormous. It's this huge web. It just takes it. And all the cool thing about it is that unlike Destiny, Civ.
Yeah.
All the races play quite differently.
Yeah, okay.
There's quite different races.
Right.
Some are, you got this space vampire race that is pretty interesting. The Terrans actually are quite fun to play and they're like this weird industrialist autocracy.
Oh yeah.
You got tree people.
Final
space tree people.
The changing gears then from it's like this industrialist autocracy. Tree people. <Yeah.
laughs> It's just really interesting, and you get to sort of customize your own like what your ships look like and things like that.
Oh man, this sounds like an unemployment game.
Yeah,
it sounds like a between like with Civilization 5 for me.
He had a hard rooftop meeting, but
like genuinely, it's a game where it's like, well, I don't have anything planned for this week. Yeah. I'm just going to play this for 12 hours, and pause it and make dinner and keep playing.
One of the most interesting things that they do, they adopt. So the government of your planets have quite a large role to play.
Mm.
So you have votes every now and then, and the. You know, you got ecologists, industrialists, militarists, pacifists.
Right.
So all these different sort of governments that races, you know, some races obviously favor over than others. And it's just, it's so deep.
Yeah.
It's like the craziest, deepest game.
And
one turn takes you. So depending on how many planets, if you've got a full stock of like 10 planets or so, it just takes ages per turn. Yeah. But it's really...
But there's always
fun.
Something to do, and
it's it really because I was looking for a Masters of Orion.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Because I really missed that game.
Yeah. It's that like organizational thing where your brain just gets occupied for so long and you don't worry about anything else.
Yeah. And you're really just looking at lines and numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I know that kind of, you are effectively.
Yeah. I've never quite been able to get fully into that kind of stuff. The closest I've come is there was a game on the iPad and still is, presumably.
Yes.
Called Rimmed Capsule. Play that. Yeah, I've talked about that on the show before, but yep. I get it's similar kind of thing where you've got a little very basic graphics, like basically nothing going on, but that's kind of its style. And yeah, basically like setting up, are you going to build a thing here that grows you the stuff that you need to build more areas? And there's like a little timeline down the bottom that slowly depletes where when it gets to the end, you get attacked. So you've just got to make sure you've got enough kind of defense and enough, and you grow new little people in there by
and the endless series, Endless Legend 2, I think there's a 2, is really good. And I think it's just Endless Legend 1, but it's a really good Civ alternative as well.
Yeah, oh, right.
Sick of that.
Okay.
So yes, it's kind of they do endless things. So Endless Space, Endless Legend. Endless Legend is more your fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4X?
Two girls at once.
Nice.
Hello. It's about management mostly. But so are you looking up YouTube videos and stuff because the game isn't teaching you well enough? That's the thing that puts me off about
this. Just a lot to think about.
Right.
And there's a lot of information. When you first start up that game, there's a lot of information that it presents to you.
Someone on Twitter.
That you have to be kind of on board of because especially in those early moments in the game, you make crucial change, you know. Yeah. Put your society onto course.
Yeah, it's the same with Civ.
Yeah.
And someone on Twitter asked me, like, because I only talked about Civ 6 like on one episode, and they asked, like, have you kept playing and just not talked about it, or did you not get into it? And it's just a game where you have to give it like a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do have to devote some of your own time to learning it. And that's not a fault of the game, I don't think, because I've done that with games like the previous Civs. I did play like some of the Masters of Orion games. Mm-hmm. And you just put your time into it, but you get days back.
And they're very upfront about it. It's not like it's frustrating in my experience with that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't it's weird that these sort of things generally tend to be on the PC when they would lend themselves so well to like a mobile format or or the Switch or whatever. Yeah. Like
that's true.
Why'd you say, mobile format and then looked at me? As if I invented the mobile phone.
You literally were just talking about an iPad game.
Yeah, right. It's like, you're like this. That thing you invented.
Hey, Jobsy.
Yeah. You walk around, you love mobile shit.
You've been traveling today.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so do we want to go through kind of what's going on for the back end of the year?
Yeah, well, especially since we got you here, Ben, like, I would be keen to hear your bloody hot takes on the rest of the year.
Ben's hot takes for the rest of the year. Like, comment, subscribe. If you want to see my new videos, check it out.
That's just quickly the like, comment, and subscribe thing. It's not really giving your audience any credit, is it?
No.
Like, they
no.
know how. It's like if the start of a movie was like the characters looking into the camera going, don't forget to keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I don't like
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah. I will not subscribe just to be a contrarian piece of shit.
Yeah.
Remember that when you say our website again at the end of the episode.
Fair. Very fair.
Games I'm looking forward to, obviously Destiny 2, very excited.
Well, Nox has a list. Do we want to go through this list?
It's a long-ass list.
I just got two more.
That's let's knock out Ben's
let's
face.
So that one, and then Shadow of War.
Yes.
Pre-ordered because I like to, I'm just scheduling them a year out for
part
games.
Part of the problem, we get it.
Yeah, I know.
That's great. Complaining about, like, you're worried that Destiny 2 is going to launch unfinished, and yet you're contributing to the thing that means that games launch unfinished.
Yes.
Just want that on record.
No, it's because I am in a good. I've got a lot of work at the moment, and obviously, you guys know that as a comedian, sometimes it dries up. So, when I do have it, I just go, I'll get these games, and that way, I've got something to look forward to when I'm eating soup on the seventh day.
When there's a buffet, you bring a backpack.
Yeah,
that's what I always say.
Totally.
And then I'm looking forward to Skyrim on the Switch.
Yeah.
I like that game. I miss that game.
Did you play a lot of it the first time around?
I did. Okay. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
And I never played any of the DLC. So I kind of fucked up my character. I've kind of got myself into a bit of a pickle with one of my with my favorite character. I made him a vampire, and then I accidentally killed the one dude that can help me.
Oh no!
So I just had to be this fucking man. I was like, I don't want to be a vampire in this game. It sucks. I can't walk around in the daytime. And so I just kind of started. I'd like a do-over.
Yeah,
I'd like to do a better time.
Actual footage that came out, I think today or yesterday. Really? Of like leaked footage of like someone filming over the shoulder
of a vampire.
Yeah, and you actually couldn't see the vampire. Obviously.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. No, it was footage of someone playing Skyrim on Switch, and it looks like Skyrim. So
for all the flack they're getting.
Well, come back next week for Ben's obvious reports.
Good. The flack they're getting about like, oh yeah, re-releasing it. Yeah, who cares? Yeah. I never played it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Man, and who gives a shit? Like, the team working on that isn't the team. And I've said this before about other stuff, but like the team working on that isn't the team who would be making Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like that would be refurbishing an old game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'd be doing it with some other bullshit thing. So
when a remake comes out, people aren't interested in. People act as if they're being forced at gunpoint to spend their money on it. It's like, just sit this one out, bro. That's fine.
Yep. You don't have to buy Full Throttle. Just relax, bro. Yeah.
What a great reference to pluck out of the air. That's very good.
Well, I got something. I'm going to put some words in your mouth, Tommy, and say Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
That's in August.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah. It all sounds good.
Yeah.
Again, it'll be a good one. I think it'll be pretty firmly in the solid handheld category on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like it'll be a good one for whipping out. Not so much on the TV, but But yeah, it looks.
How many times have you whipped it out on the TV?
More or less times than you whipped it out on the bus.
Dad.
I think it's such a great concept, like getting people who, because Sega literally cannot make a Sonic game now.
Well, and
they do not know what the fuck what they're doing.
And they're giving it another go with that other one later this
Sonic
year.
Sonic Event.
Sonic Forces.
Oh, Sonic, yeah.
But
it's
so funny
that they're coming out at the same time because they just look, it's like this one gets it and this one is like a bad parody of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the last good game that Sega brought out?
They've distributed a bunch of games.
Do they make any games?
They're racing games. Do they make them or just publish them? But the Sega racing games that's like the Sega All-Stars Racing Transform. Mm.
Yakuza,
is actually really good.
People like the Yakuza games. Yep. I think they're Sega.
What are they? Are they good, those Yakuza games?
Yeah, they're kind of like, I've never actually played one of them myself, but they're like Shenmue, but with a little more action and a sense of humor.
I've been meaning to go in because I heard really good things when they did that release.
Well, so in August, there's a Yakuza Kiwami coming out, which that is a remake of the first one.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that might be good.
Yeah.
But who is to say you should never buy a game before it comes out? That new Uncharted comes out in August.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Fuck, that's soon.
Yeah. That like went gold the other day.
Fuck.
Which that's industry talk.
I, weirdly enough, haven't really heard much about that at all for something that's so close to release.
Oh, I know. I haven't heard barely anything.
Yeah. There was the E3, that trailer.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone just
treating
sort of
it like it doesn't count because it's still
like it. It's like they're treating it like DLC.
It's a standalone, though.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But it's not, like, it'll be a full game, like, with all the same stuff in it.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone kind of knows what it is. Like, what's there to say, you know? Like,
I guess Uncharted 4 came out after a big gap if there hadn't been one for, like, a few years. So.
Yeah,
that brand is so strong, I guess. Yeah.
And to go from Uncharted 4, which was, like, ads on buses and billboards and whatever and TV ads, you can't do that again so quickly.
Yeah.
They're really just marketing this to people that are already fans of Uncharted 4.
Yeah. And I guess it'll come out, and if it's good, the reviews will kind of...
It'll be a bit of a sleeper.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll be any good? I mean, it is more the same, as you said.
Yeah. Which I'm...
It's still pretty good.
Absolutely fine with. I was just thinking about Uncharted 4 the other day. Like, that
no,
was
I was must a, have something brand new.
I had that week where it came out where we all had it and we were, you know, we all kind of... You know, making our way through the story and checking in with where people were at. It was one of those rare things where it's like everyone gets it at the same time.
Yeah.
The thing that's about it being so linear that makes it kind of enjoyable is that you can have a bit more, like, I like that shared experience.
Yeah,
totally.
Of checking in where people are at with the story and what they thought of it, just as much as I like the shared experience of Zelda and the way people have gone about it in completely different ways.
Yeah.
From the outset.
It's crazy. Yeah. I was just talking to Naomi Higgins.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she was like, do you know this fucking Skull, what is it, Skull and Bonesy Boy, or the guy that you can sell monster parts to?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no.
Kilton, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been busy killing Lynels. And she's like, no, I don't do Lynels. So I just, I hunt Lynels. I really enjoy getting them. And I love to kill Lynels and Guardians.
Yeah, right.
To me, that's Guardians some of the most enjoyable. Yeah.
Guardians, I like. Lynels, I've only ever killed one of them because it was pretty hard.
And I eat Lynels for breakfast.
Shit,
I started really
tough.
Enjoying killing, taking on the Hinoxes.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, you get in the eye and then he starts covering his eye.
Yeah.
He still leaves a little gap, you stupid motherfucker.
Fuck.
You stupid motherfucker.
You dumb fuck.
He is a real
bum. They are stupid, those Hinoxes. They are
just
stupid.
Bumbling around in circles.
Always sleeping when you find them.
Have you guys done the DLC? Sorry to get slightly
I did the first segment of the Trials thing the other day.
It's hard.
It's pretty hard. You fight a Hinox at the end of that first bit.
Right.
And because you've got fuck all wet, because you have to, you know, procure all your weapons on site.
It's very punishing in that you go back to the start
brutal.
And then you die. It's brutal.
Brutal.
But yeah, it's kind of what you want.
But it's like, real fun. I enjoyed doing that.
But it can like be that. A brutal. Have you done it? Have you completed the quest?
I haven't completed it, no.
Oh, okay.
But I like, that it's, really I like impressed. That it's in there as like a... Yeah, I think it's a cool thing for if you fit, you found all the shrines and you've, you know, you've beaten
Ganon. You're a maniac.
It's this cool thing that's in there that's just this ongoing challenge that you can sort of keep going back to as much as
and
you want.
And Mark Bonanno's found all the Korok seeds and I was
that's
like, what
insane.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I've got like 200 and something and I felt like a weirdo.
He's found all of them. And now, because I was, sorry, I've been talking to Mark and Naomi, people, they've been on the show.
Naomi hasn't,
Naomi
but she was
one
in the
thing
room.
About a burger. Yeah.
Mark's been on as a guest twice, Naomi unofficially, because she chaperoned Mark the last time. Sat here eating food, and then we passed the mic to her at one point.
Yep.
Because he's just started again.
Yeah.
He just started Zelda again. What a dumb fuck.
Man, imagine playing the same fucking game twice. Destiny 2, September 6th.
Destiny 1 for the past however many years.
Is he doing it in Master Mode at least or just back?
No, he's doing it all over again and then he's going to do Master Mode. He is on an international tour at the moment.
Yeah.
I would, it's interesting where you have your personal line with games where it's like, these are the things that I really care about trying to complete, like achievements-wise. And then so with Breath of the Wild for me, it's like I want to get all the shrines and I want to have eventually gotten all the armor and leveled it up all the way.
Mm.
Korok seeds, sorry, bro. You're going to have to fall by the wayside.
Yeah,
those little side quests where it's like someone going, bring me an apple.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, man. You're going hungry, bitch.
There's not you're just not that excited. Those side quests, you're just like, I'm never going
to
do you.
See, shrine ones are great if they lead to a shrine.
Yeah, the shrine ones are great.
But it's like some cunt gives you $20. Fuck off.
I
just found your dead son.
Yeah, I did that one. I like went up to the top of the mountain and killed a frost talus.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, I have a silver rupee. I'm like, fuck you.
No, because with
you dog.
When you get a side quest come up in your log, I have to do it.
Really?
I'm not doing Korok seeds and I'm not doing shrines when I come across them, but I'm doing all the side quests.
I'm going to mail you a checklist with
every
Korok seed.
No! Uh-huh.
But that's what I like that I, you know, that your personal line at the moment, like I finished got gold on all the Grand Prix of Mario Kart, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to it lately because now I want to get that sweet 3-star rating.
Yeah.
It's all about the 3 stars on all of them.
How do you get the 3-star rating?
First in every race.
Yeah.
So it's brutal. So you're well on your way.
I'm still working
race
through 200.
Race 4, you fuck it and come second. It's like, well, that was all for nothing.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite I'm kind of interested in
Injustice. Having played Injustice for the first time, I'm into it.
This looks way shitter though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Which like, it's funny that that's the exact opposite of the movies.
Okay.
Fucking Thor looks good. I watched the trailer for that.
Oh yeah, that new trailer looks
great.
Amazing.
Justice League looks really bad.
Great director.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
Taker.
Pokken Tournament DX comes out for the Switch.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone cares about that.
I couldn't care, but there are obviously people who that's a big deal for.
What else we got here? FIFA, Star Fox 2, technically. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Oh,
that's right.
I did a Russell. I pre-ordered the SNES Mini and just kind of have completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, me too.
So that's kind of going to be a nice surprise when that just rolls around. It's like, oh, cool, I just get this thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's going to be sick. Yeah, the idea of that officially coming out is still super cool to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we talked about it, like the devs not knowing and stuff is insane.
Yeah.
Mario and Rabbids.
Yep.
That's the next one I'm curious
about. Turn-based, like, strategy shooter?
Yeah, you seem like you might have liked XCOM.
I love XCOM.
Yep.
It's XCOM.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really good.
I want to do that.
Really well.
And I want to play multiplayer on the Switch with that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it has, because initially when it was like rumored and leaked and stuff, it was meant to be co-op.
But that kind of
seems to have fallen.
I would really like that to happen. I think that would be so much fun to do.
Yeah,
that would be very cool.
It looks like a real stupid, fun game.
Yeah.
Very Nintendo.
I just hope
that my arch nemesis Ubisoft.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it on the show for ages because it got leaked. It's been talked about, and I've always just hated the idea of it, like the rabbits being in it. But seeing it revealed in it, fuck, they've done a good job with making.
I know every time I come on this show, I just hate. I hate Ubisoft.
What have they done since the last time you were on?
Wildlands.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest pieces of shit I've ever played.
I gave that a good ripping on the show, yeah.
And then For Honor, the emptiest.
Oh, I liked For Honor.
Multiplayer ever.
Although
but that died off real quick.
I played it for 3 weeks and
they lost
it again.
Like something crazy, like the. Like something bananas, like 60 or 70% of their player base.
Yeah,
like,
well, they lost me
the first few months,
like, just because there was nothing else to do with it at some point.
Just,
like,
the grind was too much, and the pay to win,
high difficulty curve as well. Like, But what else is coming up, Noxy boy?
Hey, Ben. So I'm going to Montreal in a couple of days.
Oh.
In fact, I'll be there when people hear this, and so you know who I can drop in on.
Ubisoft.
Your little mates.
Hello, Ubisoft. No, yeah. We are Ubisoft.
I would love to get like a recorded message from you and just walk into the reception and just play it.
Hey, Ubisoft, really don't like you.
It's like the Blues Brothers where they're blaring it out the speakers on top of the car. You just do blockies.
I hire a car and a great person. Personal expense, driving around.
Just Ben Russell saying, Ubisoft, you guys are stupid.
You guys are dirty boys.
And it's that soft too. Like, I haven't fixed it, so you really are strained to hear.
Yeah. You don't want to get arrested or anything. It's just,
speaking of Ubisoft, there's this day in October where Assassin's Creed and Mario Odyssey and Wolfenstein 2.
Wow. Will
come out.
Fuck.
Oh, Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah.
I'm on board. That Mario Odyssey, I'm definitely on board.
Looks awesome.
Assassin's Creed, I could watch someone play on the internet
and see
and
if
still get
good.
The same effect.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm really checked out of Assassin's Creed.
I'm back on board. I've loved so many of them that I just have to play this and see if it's good or not.
Yeah.
I just have to, yeah.
No.
Mario, everyone will probably end up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's such a weird. How deliberate do you think that is?
It must just be because they all games seem to release on the same day of the week anyway. It's usually like a Thursday or a Friday.
Yeah. But that specific timing, I guess that's coming up to.
They're dodging Call of Duty as well.
When's Thanksgiving? Because it's probably
Call of Duty World War II. Curious.
Yeah, that's the week after that.
Curious about it.
All right.
Yeah. Instead of playing Assassin's Creed, you just play a much better game like Shadow of War.
Which I will play because I loved the previous one. Yeah. I'll play both of them.
Monolith, one of my favorite little developers.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I went back in on Shadow of Mordor recently.
So good.
It's fucking great.
There's something really rewarding about just chopping some bloody orcs' heads off.
Chopping heads.
and the last one really, there's Battlefront 2 and those Pokemon redos.
Yep.
I feel like both of them. And then I'm the only person who has an Xbox, so I'll end up playing Crackdown 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's finally
with
out.
Terry Crews.
Yeah. That made me so much less interested. Like,
and your interest
when has that ever gone wrong with Microsoft? putting a character actor in there.
I don't know. I'm going to do that out of obligation for this, but I don't have high hopes for that. But maybe it'll be fine.
Pretty good. Back end of the year coming up. Like, for all
little
tastes.
Something
like,
for everyone. And there's stuff I skipped over, obviously.
Yeah,
it's all Mario for me at this point. I'm excited for the Rabbids thing, and I think there's maybe, oh yeah, Sonic Mania. Mm-hmm. Rayman Legends is out soon, which I never played
right.
on the Switch okay. again. Yeah. So good to have an excuse to play that. But yeah, that month in the lead up to Odyssey coming out is going to be brutal. Mm. Like that, you know, when it's like just about out and, but you know, you still got like a little ways to wait.
A bit more.
That drives me crazy.
A bit more stuff coming out about it and you're just like, oh, I fucking want to play it.
You want to watch it, but you also kind of don't want to spoil
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There are a couple newer videos of that went up not that long ago that I ended up watching like little bits and pieces of just to get an idea.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm really hoping that the scale of it is as big as it seems.
Yes. Yep.
That's one thing that like it's because Zelda was such a bigger thing than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that'll be similar with Mario, but
it's definitely because the last few years of Mario they've not gone for like this brutal difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be the challenge of Zelda, I don't think, in terms of scale and whatever, because the thing about Zelda is it's not, although it's doing the same thing with this, with where you get the whatever they call the moons,
yep.
which are the equivalent of the stars. Mm. They've sort of said it's all on exploration, so you don't get kicked out of the level once you get a new one.
Mm.
And it's all about just roam around, just cool. you know, go in the sewer, fucking go over the sea,
get in the fucking gutter.
How do you feel about the new Spider-Man?
Oh, I think it looks great. I'm really excited for it.
By Irrational?
Yeah.
The guys that did bloody
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it Irrational? They called something, it's not Irrational. It's
maybe
it's
Insomniac.
Insomniac.
That's it. Irrational. Sorry.
I guess you are pretty irrational. Oh, didn't sleep much.
Irrational was irrational Bioshock, wasn't it?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry, everyone.
They were like now. System shock.
I'm sorry. Please don't murder us in your forums.
No one tweet in.
Adam to your heart's
I know I'm wrong. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, no, I think that Tommy and Nox aren't that into the Spider-Man game, but I am.
I'm very tepid on it. It just looks that trailer they showed. It's probably going to be really good, but that trailer they showed did not give me.
No,
it
didn't.
Trepidatious as well.
It didn't give. It wasn't boner inducing, was it?
Yeah. Your Spidey sense wasn't tingling.
No.
Yeah, it should have been that should have been the easiest boner of the festival. Showing us how fun.
Yeah.
Of the
should have been the. It should have been the easiest boner of the festival, but they really.
It's like that's to me. That's a hole in one. Like you know, showing off actual gameplay of the Spider-Man game.
Marvel's killing it lately. Like that. Yeah, it should have been. Yeah.
That new Spider-Man movie was good too.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Doesn't affect the game at all.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
Hey, man. I just want to get my opinions out there. I've been watching Game of Thrones. Good show. Anyway.
Yeah, me too. Oh yeah, gonna watch it tonight. Love it. So we have an email here from a kind listener. I thought it was one that was interesting enough to address on the show. It says, hey, kind boys, a couple of thoughts on the Hitman game. We brought it up the other week with, I think, Mark Bonanno, actually. Mm-hmm. I bought it on special a few months ago and played the shit out of the first level. Hours messing around trying new kills in different ways. I found when I went to the next level, it was a bit overwhelming trying to explore another massive map straight after playing the first so extensively and haven't picked it up since. I guess my point is the episodic release, had I bought it this way, would have been an awesome way to enjoy this game, forcing the player to really flesh out each map and all the challenges. Season 2 could be very promising then and worth going in on early. Episodic release seems good. Does it match up with customers' buying habits though? We'll be interested on your thoughts, as you bought the complete game on special too. So yeah, it's I guess a question about the episodic releases of games and how it kind of affects how you approach them.
Yeah.
I bought the episodic for Hitman.
Yep.
The first one and then the second one. And then I just dropped off, not because I didn't like it, but just I think maybe something else came up and I got distracted. And then I had to delete it from my hard drive because I wanted to put something else on.
Yeah.
So now that I've picked it all back up, all the and got the hard drive, I've downloaded everything that I've ever had.
Yeah.
And picked it back up, bought all those things on special as well, and it. He's right. I think it really does affect it. It was really smart of them to do that episodic because it's intimate. It's too much.
Yep.
It's always going to be a weird thing though because you like the bulk of your audience over time, presumably at a certain point, is just going to be coming to it when it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like a TV show now. It's like, well, there's no one left who is able to watch Sopranos in a staggered way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, you could still limit yourself, presume. Like, you could still make it a weekly thing, but, you know.
It depends on the type of game, definitely, as well, because I never played the ones I have, the Telltale ones.
Mm.
I don't like going in on them before they're all out, because they're all quite short,
yep.
and they all lead exactly directly into the next one.
And you sort of forget what's been going on.
Yeah.
So I don't quite get what this guy's issue is, though, because what he's just saying.
Well, so Hitman's different. Hitman's kind of weird, where like each of those levels is very big and very much designed to be replayed a bunch.
Yeah.
So having a whole bunch of them come at you at once is a bit.
But he's just saying he made his way through the first one and really liked it, and then moved on to the second one and he found it overwhelming. How is that? He's still just playing through it in order. How is that any different from getting EP 1 and then waiting in EP 2 coming out?
I guess, in support of your argument, that second one, the one in Sapienza, I believe, that one's, there's a lot going on there. You got this underground lab that you got to go find your way into. Yeah. You got to get this guy that's like roaming around in real erratic behavior.
Yeah. And so
it's kind of, it's almost, it's not the strongest episode.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Well, the listener, Steve, I forgot to mention his name. Thanks, Steve. He bought the whole series.
Right.
So he went in and played the first one, played it a lot, and was like, oh, cool, I can move straight to the next one with no break, and was then overwhelmed.
Right, okay. Yeah. And what kind of, how were they being staggered when they first came out?
They were one every couple months, something like that.
Yeah, quite significantly. Sure. Yeah.
And then in between they had the
targets,
special targets,
which is really fun.
The and so, like, elusive targets.
I know, like, Nox, you mentioned, like, you play an episode and you play it a bunch. And I guess, Tommy, if you've not played these, it's not like you play it a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Sure,
like, you could play each episode as if it was just one whole game.
But is that not extremely satisfying that it's like isn't there the thrill of, like, going back? I mean, we were talking about it before, Mario Odyssey. The thing I loved about those old.
Mm.
The Mario 64 and Sunshine is that you go into a level and you absolutely tap it out to uncover all the coins and all the stars. And it's true of Banjo-Kazooie and everything from that era. And then when you unlocked a new level, it's that feeling of, oh, fuck this. It's so disorienting, but I always kind of like that. You're kind of are constantly being reset.
I suppose the difference...
I was always a bit sort of bummed when I'd get to a point where I'd go, oh, there's nothing new left to discover in this.
Yeah.
The difference there, I guess, would be that those games had built-in gates designed into them.
Sure.
You couldn't get overwhelmed by it. But, like, you're relying more on your own self-control with this sort of stuff, which is difficult. And, like, I remember watching Mad Men and really liking it, watching it week to week from when it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That show, I think, would be way worse if you binged it.
Yeah.
Because just the pace of that show.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I got into it late and was trying to binge it and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
And then you're relying on your own self control or whatever.
You're disciplined, to stagger it out.
But one of the best experiences was watching Breaking Bad week to week.
That was pretty fun.
When it was out when everyone was on board with it. I'm not into Game of Thrones at all, but that seems
Game of Thrones is very much that as well.
Yeah. See, I prefer to binge Game of Thrones.
Right.
I don't think the more that we're talking about this, I think that Steve just needs to buckle up and do it.
Yeah.
It's content and you have to find ways.
It's not the fault of any design system or.
Totally. And maybe it's also like, fine to
stop
just.
Stop being a fucking pussy, Steve. Get in there.
It's also fine to.
Get in there, you little ferret. ferret up in there. There's mushrooms in those forests. Find the little truffles.
It is great. He's fine with it, this whole thing of like being a hitman and like having to like take people out and all this stuff. It's like, oh, this bit seems a bit big. Like, it's overwhelming.
An agoraphobic hitman.
I was going to say, like.
It is big. You're not wrong, Steve. Yeah. You just need to give it a shot. Come on, mate. Yeah,
I think, like, I was going to say, like, it's fine to have that criticism or issue or whatever. And in that scenario, just play the first one. I guess his thing was he bought the whole thing on a special.
Hitman is a weirdly unique one with this sort of stuff where they really did design it to be done over this period of time. Mm. And to be like they had those elusive targets that would happen that week and then be done forever.
And that game is not without its problems, you know. Again, I think that second level is not the strongest. The third level I'm doing right now and I'm not a huge fan, but I've seen in reviews that it get like the next two episodes are really good.
Yeah, so I really want to go in on it.
It's just IDOS.
I want to do it and go in and I would love to be on the ground floor of something like that where you're doing it in real time and it's this.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, again, it's like the community aspect of gaming, which is such a big when it's good, it's really good.
Yeah. And I think, Nox, is this true? You've said before that you prefer to wait till the whole season of a Telltale game is out to play it?
I said about 5 minutes ago.
Well, I guess I have a great memory. I prefer to play it week to week because you have that community thing when you finish an episode.
But the problem with this...
I like to binge Telltales.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
I prefer binging Telltales.
Because I play Batman... so long in between, though.
Like, yeah, I've been playing Life is Strange.
Mm. Which came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, so I've got all of that, and now I've just been playing at my own pace.
See, I like to play.
That would be, I've just got a bad memory. Like, I just would not remember. Like, it's like with shows that I love, the gap in between seasons.
Those episodes
always have to kind of go back and go, oh, okay, what's happening here again?
Telltale always does previously on.
Yeah,
right.
See, I like playing. What did I play? Batman. I played as it came out, and you get to see the percentage of people who made the same decisions as you, like, that week.
Cool.
Which is, yeah, I think is the community thing, and that's the benefit of playing them as they come out, is to be like,
I think
it's great
to see, like, more and more of it, too. Mm. Like, the whole episodic thing.
For a sequel for Hitman, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon with Eidos getting cut from
that
whatever
company,
it was.
Square Enix? Yeah.
IO Interactive.
Still
owns it. They still own Hitman. So they can do whatever they want.
There was a period, I think we talked about where it was up in the air, but I think, they bought themselves back. Yeah, I think Eidos published Hitman back in the day. I think that.
No, it's IO.
Is it?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, they were the developers, I think.
Yeah.
If someone could tell me what Eidos do.
Are you asking someone to correct you if you're wrong?
Yes, I would love that. If you could just tweet me, just shoot me what Eidos does, because I know what they do, but I don't.
I need confirmation of what's already in my brain.
I guess it's just a case by case thing, and like what Splatoon's doing with like their Splatfest and stuff. That's kind of a cool middle ground.
I like the staggering weapons out. Like I do like that thing of like getting in and just getting to learn the fundamentals of something, and then it sort of game continuing to keep you on its toes long after it's come out. I think it's kind of cool.
I like having that equivalent of like 7:30 Wednesday, water rats or whatever. Like there's no 7:30 Wednesday anymore because people just watch shit whenever
and
do shit whenever. So having a forced kind of this is when it's all going to happen is kind of cool. There's like a nice little...
it's the community thing. Yeah.
And I think it allows those... I mean, I know that Telltale and Hitman kind of did it. It allows the developers to kind of make a little bit money while they're sort of... And spend a bit more time making it.
Yep.
The game.
Yeah. Well, and with Telltale, sometimes they change writers for between episodes, so it's it can evolve as it goes.
I'm looking forward to binging Half-Life Episode 3 when when I haven't played Half-Life yet, but when that comes out,
Half-Life Episode 3.
Well, we better wrap it up here for this week.
Yeah.
What do you guys reckon? Ben Russell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
What do you got? You're on the Twitter?
I'm on the Twitter sphere, Ben Russell's. That's my Tweety.
Great. Great. We've got all our stuff, our premium episodes, links to our socials, send us emails, and we'll do our best to read them out on the show, filthycasuals.com.au. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And as we say at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
Episodic releases are fucking stupid. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.